15. Even in societies that consider religion a central part of their life, temples, churches, and mosques seem to have lost their old position in the life of the city, at least as far as their distribution in the city and their size and significance relative to other functions are concerned. As urban populations have grown, and movements and functions in cities have become ever more complex and diversified, new modes of working and living have emerged. While religious beliefs and practices may rule social norms and public conduct, they do not determine the built form or the spatial structure of the city. As cities have grown, the new urban areas and suburbs have hardly caught up in their numbers of houses of worship with the older central parts. The phenomenal growth of urban areas in the 20th century has primarily been a secular one.